Hi, welcome to another of our Demo Time discussions. Today, we're talking about the impact to hotels of combining their digital marketing datasets. We look at the value to hotels of fully understanding their online presence prior to the point of booking, and exploring how focusing on booking data can draw in more datasets, allowing for benchmarking of marketing data against competitors to see, for example, is the hotel getting its fair share from Google, and does the hotel have a comparable ROI to the competition? To offer their insights, we're joined by Stephanie Smith, founder and digital matriarch at Cogwheel Marketing, the company behind Cogwheel Analytics. Through the discussion, Stephanie will outline her views on why hoteliers can leverage this data more effectively, and she will also demonstrate the Cogwheel Analytics solution. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started. Hey, Stephanie, thanks for joining us today. I mean, you and I have done a number of videos in the past, so we're familiar with you, we're familiar with Cogwheel Marketing. But today, we've got something very interesting to look at, which you've been working on. Well, I'll let you talk all about it. But Cogwheel Analytics by Cogwheel Marketing. So, okay, let me just throw it over to you. I'm not even going to preempt this. So what is this Cogwheel Analytics all about? Tell us all about it.
Yeah, so for a while, we've been working on building software, kind of a BI, business intelligence tool that aggregates all of your digital marketing into one place. So anybody that's worked with multiple agencies know you're kind of pulling information from all these different places. So at its foundation, we're really just trying to incorporate the marketing from your website, from all your paid, from your social, from your OTAs, and put that all in one place so that you can spend more time analyzing your data and action planning from it than data aggregation. So the technology obviously has made it so that we can do this in a much more seamless way and make it easier for hoteliers to focus on that data.
So, I mean, you know, you worked with branded properties, helping them with the digital marketing amongst many. What prompted you? What made you think, okay, was this something that you were just trying to develop initially internally and then thought, oh, actually, this is something we get? What's the idea behind it? And then we'll get into some of the specifics of how it works.
Yeah, I built this out of pure pain that I've had on the agency side, but also pain that I've had from working for a large management company that franchised multiple brands. Mm-hmm. I had an elementary version of this when I was on the management company side many, many years ago, and technology obviously evolved. So we were like, we have to basically use it and solve the same pain points that these management companies and ownership groups have. So we really spent the time understanding how each of the big brands slice and dice their digital marketing data so that you have a place where you can view and where you can analyze and roll up all of your data into one place. So even if you have an independent hotel, we can incorporate that too, because every management company probably has, you know, some Marriott, some Hilton, some IHG, some Hyatt, and some independents floating around there. So we've made it so that we can see that digital online story for all of your hotels, no matter what brand or flag, or if they're, you know, brand agnostic, so to speak.
And I just want to pick up when you said, oh, it was pain points I experienced, pain points. What do you mean? What are the pain points? What you're saying? What is the issue here that you're really looking to try and solve?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of software out there, especially on the revenue management side, that extracts data out of the PMS. Mm-hmm. So they connect to the PMS, you're getting that book versus you're getting your actualized or your consumed data out of the PMS. So most of their data points start at the point of booking. So okay, you're looking at pace, you're looking at forecasts once someone's actually booked, and then, you know, through the operational stay of that. A lot of the data that we're collecting, we're trying to tell that story of what happens before the booking happens. So what are all the touch points and everything that's happening up until that reservation is made? So what does that online journey look like? How are you, in previous calls, you and I have talked about the different ecosystems and the ecosphere. So how are you performing in each of those? before someone gets to the actual reservation. What happens before that point of booking? So the pain point being that a lot of these, because we're not pulling data from the PMS, we're pulling book data from all these different systems. And a lot of the systems that we're pulling from are not API driven. So some of the data that we pull, whether it's Google Ads or Facebook, obviously those are leveraging APIs, but most of the other data points that we're incorporating aren't coming through an API. So, you know, where there's not that plug and play model to be able to get that data.
And so you said that you're using booked data, just okay. So the importance and relevance of that.
Yeah. So the, you think about any traditional marketing agency, is going to take, you know, what they get out of their Google Analytics, and they're going to say, this is how my website performed. You know, this is, and then they're going to compare trends. They're going to look at year over year, but traditional marketing agencies have always looked at their website or your Google PPC or your Expedia travel ads data in this silo. So we're really trying to say, where we want to evolve and where we want to look at that is saying, you know, are we on pace with other like hotels? So why it's great to look at your hotel's digital marketing data in and of itself, but we've traditionally compared it against its historical performance. We want to evolve and say, are we getting our fair share from Google? Are we getting our fair share? Are we getting an ROI that's comparable to other like hotels? So now that we've started to grow Kaggle Analytics as a software, we've got about 400 hotels live on the platform right now. So we can really say, how does this data from my hotel compare to other like hotels? So how does my data compare to other select service hotels or resort hotels or extended stay hotels? Because if we continue to look at ourselves at our hotel data by itself, then it really doesn't have any true value or any meaning until you look at it compared to other benchmark it against other similar hotels.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you said it was, it's obviously the data you're pulling is there like prior to the booking. I'm not explaining it very well, but it's like, is this giving a hotel a sense of, you know, what is happening for them online, their specific hotel, their presence online, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, I think the goal in terms of what data we have and what data we hope to have in the future is continually evolving. This isn't a one and done type software project, but I think when you try to look at the book data, you want to understand what are people searching for, what are people, you know, what phase of the, you know, awareness conversion piece of that funnel is happening now, mm-hmm. and what are they doing, what are they looking for in terms of looking forward to the future. So we're really looking at how people are doing their shopping. Are people finding your hotel in those different ecospheres, whether that's, you know, the OTAs or social media or search, and really trying to say, okay, what type of exposure does your hotel have now? Versus as people are booking now and researching now for future dates, versus a lot of the, you know, PMS to say, okay, now that someone's booked, are we on pace?
Gotcha.
Are we capturing that? And it doesn't tell what happens to say, you know, well, can people find you? Are we visible in that space so that people can actually book?
Yep.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yes. It's kind of your, yes, the, in a way, if I've understood it correctly, and definitely do correct me if not, as you say, the PMS data is saying this is something that has happened, but it's not, we can't see what's maybe influencing what has happened. What you're talking about here is you're looking outwards, not inwards, and bringing data that is showing what are we seeing about our, like if I had a hotel, what are people seeing about me online out there that might be influencing whether they then eventually come in and book with me, and what is the data telling me? Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah. And I think to expand upon that, it's more about, I've got this data for my hotel. How does my hotel perform in those digital marketing metrics? So you think everyone, you know, still lives and dies by that star report.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't tell that journey of how people got to that point, especially from a transient side. So if you think about, I guess, in the most simplest terms, you're trying to create a star report for your digital marketing.
Okay.
So, but instead of But instead of comparing against specific hotels in a market, our benchmark would be other like hotels, because you know, if you're looking at data points like a channel mix or you know, social media metrics, similar hotels are going to, you know, operate digitally in a similar way. I mean, obviously it's not an apples to apples comparison, but it at least makes you understand, you know, it kind of puts, it makes sense to some of the data that we've had and traditionally looked at in silos.
Yeah, I was going to say, and often we're looking at our own analytics, but not in a comparison or a benchmarking. So not only is it giving you indicative data that you might do something with as a single property, but also it's giving you a chance to compare, as you said, like a star report, for instance. And is that, I mean, you know, when anyone starts on this journey, you start off trying to solve one problem, and then as you get into it, the idea of what it could become evolved. You said that's where you're trying to take it. Is that where ultimately do you see the finishing end, if there is such a thing, or at least the next phase, maybe.
I know. I think everything in software is kind of iterative, and I believe in a community model approach. So, while we are kind of selling a solution, we really rely on that feedback from our partners and saying, "Hey, this is kind of how we're looking at it. This is how, you know, this is how we're they're the ones having the conversation with the owners. This is how." We need to make sure that we're showing value in all the things digital marketing, because it, you know, in the most basic of sense, owners can look at me like, okay, you ran this campaign, you've got this return on ad spend, and you know, it's a very easy number to understand, but that's such a small finite piece of what most people in the digital marketing arena actually do. So how can we use this software to paint a picture to owners where they can say, oh my God, this is all the different things that go into focusing on your total online presence to be able to. And if we're going to make an impact, again, we have to benchmark it against something. And I think it's a very relatable thing to be like, okay, this is what we're doing. This is what everyone else is doing. Like, if we're okay with that gap, that's fine. But here's a gap that we may need to potentially close where we don't have, you know, exposure in a certain arena.
No, makes a lot of sense. Probably be useful for us to actually have a look at it, and you talk us through some of the key highlight points. So we're going to do a little bit of screen sharing, and then you can talk us through. So let's get ready for that. Perfect. Okay, we've got that up in front of us. Yep, a lot of stuff on here. Take us through it. What are we looking at here? Go on.
Yeah, so let's talk about the data that we've mapped already, what we're doing with that data now, and then we can talk about what the future is. Mm-hmm. I think it's important to understand this is built also as an enterprise level platform. So think about, you know, if you've got 10, 20, 50, 100 hotels, I think it would look a little funny if you only had one hotel in here. So again, because this is giving you the opportunity to look at this in a roll-up fashion and dig down into each individual hotel data. Mm-hmm. On a one-on-one basis.
Got you.
So on a website or brand.com, again, this is for either branded or independent hotels. First of all, we're looking at, you know, top of the line, looking at channel mix. So how much do you get from your own website versus your OTAs versus GDS, and however else you break it down. So
I've got you. Yeah.
You know, key is you can kind of slice and dice this data any way you want so that you can identify those trends. You can look at whatever time frames. You can decide what properties that you're looking at in the roll-up and look at individual properties. Mm-hmm. And everything in here is like exportable into PDF or Excel. So once you kind of decide what story that you want to tell with the data, you can look at it from there. And then you'll see with each of the hotels in our demo account, you can break it down and decide what time frame. If you say, okay, I want to drill down into this individual property, you can click on that, and then it'll give you, you'll kind of go into the place where you can drill down on that specific single hotel by itself. So anybody that's worked with any, you know, hotel digital data, when you look at your website data, we break out visits and revenue, top referring domains and source traffic. Mm-hmm. So really trying to understand trends with your own website. Each one of these has different visualizations. We're focusing a lot, you know, on our conversion numbers as well. So are we bringing that qualified traffic? How many of those people are actually turning into bookings once they come to our website? Mm-hmm. Top referring domains, nothing fancy about that. I think source traffic, I think there's a lot here where we can look at breaking it down by source and trying to understand, you know, for our website, how much do we get from search? How much do we get from social? How much do we get from meta search?
Yeah.
Right. And then be able to look at that. This is where the benchmarking can potentially come in. So, you know, how well does your website perform on search or meta search or even social against other like hotels? So are you getting your fair of traffic and revenue from those different sources when you break it down on a website level? So again, for anybody that's worked with any traditional brands, this data is available to them, but it's parsed in many, many different places.
Yeah. It's the consolidation of it that's the valuable part, and how you're then displaying it to be able to make some decisions and do something with it, isn't it?
Right. So on the advertising side, the main places that we're pulling data from right now, so this is kind of the roll-up, so you can see all of your spend can add it into one place, and then your return for that spend and revenue against that. But right now we've been, depending on where you run your ads, most hotels are mapping out the native Expedia travel ads platform, any campaigns that are running in Kodi, also anything that they're running through traditional Google ads. We're also working on display partners so that you can bring in, you know, Sojourn or Google Ads data, and then also your Facebook social media spend data. So again, just bringing all of that, all of the source of all your advertising spend into one place.
And then you can change the time frame. How would companies normally be doing that? I could imagine that could be quite challenging.
Yeah, I think most companies end up doing a lot of exports and have uploaded into like some type of pivot table that they can manipulate, like a massive pivot table.
Yeah.
And then you can say maybe, you know, depending on what story you want to tell with the owners, you can say, I only want to incorporate certain channels. And again, everything's exportable.
Yep.
And then this is the overview, but you can obviously break it down. Each of these different, you know, depending on the channel, you can look at different data points. So, you know, paid search, your SEM campaigns, you can break it down to keyword campaign level. OTAs, you can break it into a travel window. So there's different ways, you know, depending on what data you want to look at, each of the channels kind of has data relative to that specific platform.
Very good.
And then social, a little bit different with how we're pulling the data. We've traditionally, anybody that's tried to get access to a Facebook page sometimes has been more challenging than it should. So you basically log in for the first time with your own Facebook page, and then you can basically determine what campaigns and what hotels you extract from there.
Yep.
And then once it pulls from your profile, then it'll visualize the data real time for that specific hotel.
Okay, I'm with you.
Now, what we find most management companies are utilizing the most is this reporting tab. So this is takes all the data that we're putting into the platform and gives one-click owner reports or one-click GM reports, depending on whoever it is you report out to. So you can basically go in here, select what property that you want to pull the report for. These are right now built into monthly campaigns. So these reports are aggregated monthly. You decide what month you want to aggregate that, and then you can export that PDF.
Okay.
So that it's easy to, so it'll download two PDFs, one for your brand.com, one for your paid, and then we'll have one for social. So that way you can say which pieces of it that you're building out. And we're actually building a scheduler so you can add commentary and say, okay, I've looked at this. It's good to go. This is the, you know, commentary or executive summary I want to add to these data points, and then schedule those to be sent out. You know, what we've been hearing from a lot of clients is, yes, we want to report on our website data. Yes, we want to report on all the advertising and social media. In the future, we are talking about building an OTA or online travel agency model so you can understand what your exposure and opportunities are on like Expedia and Booking.com, and then also building out search and optimization or SEO module. So you can say, you know, how do I break out, you know, my performance on Google, you know, what's going on with my Google My Business listing, and then tying that in with the, you know, brand.com metrics that we're already pulling. So you can understand, again, looking at those different ecospheres. And then the last component being reviews. So obviously, you know, everyone knows that reviews are a major portion. I don't think we have any intention to be a response platform, but really understanding how that, you know, the goal to be understanding how that data impacts the rest of your online presence.
Yes.
And how does that impact your you know, conversion numbers and things like that to understand what that's doing either positively or negatively to your total online presence.
No, makes a lot of sense. Okay, good. Got you back from the screen sharing. So one of the things I wanted to, I was kind of picking up from what you were saying at the beginning, and I know because we've spoken, and there was an inference in what you were saying, but I want to draw it specifically out of you, because I know in previous video discussions that we've had and articles that you've written, you know, we've spoken about ROAS. We know that there are metrics out there that are used within the digital marketing arena, but I've always felt there's kind of this sense of frustration locked inside you that it's kind of a very limited perspective or a limited view. So can you talk a little bit about, because I guess that's also a lot of the driving force behind Cogwheel Analytics. Can you just share some of your thinking there and what you're ultimately trying to achieve as well?
Yeah, I'm glad you decided to pull that out. I believe in the true commercial strategy operations for hotels, to really making sure sales, revenue management, and digital marketing all work together towards the same goals. So if you've listened to my speech last year from HSMAI, like, owners tend to gravitate towards looking at return on ad spend. And we as marketers don't do ourselves any service by always quoting out this return on ad spend. But it's only focusing on this like one small metric, and it really doesn't tell the full online journey. So I really want, you know, I have this goal that if I can equip digital marketers with more data to be able to tell that full story, then we can in turn have more intelligent conversation with our owners. We can really continue to educate so that digital marketing has a full seat at the commercial strategy table. And up until this point, I don't think that we're carrying, you know, our fair third when we look at all the tools that sales and revenue management have. So we can, you know, as an industry kind of come together and say, okay, what data point should we be looking at? How do we, you know, use this to make sure that we're making holistic decisions that impact, you know, everything else that we're doing for the hotel operationally. So maybe it's my personal plight to, you know, use this as kind of an education tool, but to also just break that cycle of always quoting out, you know, return on ad spend as our crutch, or data point, to really say, okay, all this other stuff matters too. How do we put that into perspective? And then that's where that, you know, benchmarking and scorecard component will come into play, because it'll say, here's how we make sense of if our hotel's digital marketing data is good or bad.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And I think what you've articulated at the before you showed us the solution, and then what the solution really reinforced in my mind anyhow is, and I think it comes back to conversations you and I have had when we've kind of spoken offline about, you know, where does some of the frustrations sit, where you think that, you know, there is so much more that exists within the digital marketeer's world, but doesn't get looked at or focused on or highlighted or shown, probably back to your original point, because you're pulling reports from all different places that actually, you know, it's very easy just to focus on, well, how much money did we spend and what did we get back from it, rather than looking more holistically at everything that is going on in that online presence, and then being able to present it in a way, whether in a report or even just to say, hey, look, I'll show you, you know, fire it up, look at the analytics, talk it through, you know, having it all in one place. That's where, to me, you know, from the outside looking in, and I'm far from a digital marketeer, as anyone knows, if from the questions I probably ask you, they'd be asking you a lot more interesting questions. But I think for me, it's the way that it gets presented, and it creates a conversation and a narrative that you can't get when you're just looking at single separate reports from lots of different sources. It's that pulling together that seems to really be of value. On that note, because the value comes from people being able to engage, people to ask you much more intelligent questions than I've been able to, people to be able to get a bit of hands-on with the actual solution. I mean, obviously, when we release that, we'll make sure your contact details, link to the website, and is all there. But Are you guys out and about? Are you, I know high tech's coming up. Are you going to be there? Anything going where someone can come and meet you, see the solution, you know, get hands on with it?
Yeah. I think, Trevor, you don't give yourself enough credit. I think you could be our next sales hire if you wanted to. You explain that and condense it in a very, very easy to understand way. But
you're too kind.
We are excited to be exhibiting at High Tech Toronto. Mm-hmm. So that's coming up end of June. So we'll have a booth there, both supporting Coggle Marketing and Coggle Analytics. So if you are interested in either agency services or the BI marketing reporting tool that we just went over, we'll have demos there. And that's where we're rolling out the scorecard. So we've been working on that benchmarking report that'll have 10 KPIs that you can benchmark your hotel's data against other similar hotels. Mm-hmm. So we're rolling that out at High Tech.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. And again, you know, yes, you're one of our partners. Yes, obviously, we have a vested interest in trying to promote you. But I think anyone that's ever watched any of our videos or listened to our podcasts, you know, you have a wealth of knowledge. You don't stand up at HSMAI events and get called on to speak at events like that unless there's a lot of value. So people should definitely come along, whether, as you say, whether it's from the agency, the marketing perspective, or whether it's from the analytics perspective. So I hope it's a successful show for you guys, and definitely make sure people get along to see you and get hands-on with the analytics, see what it's all about. But brilliant for you to join us today. Thank you so much. It's always great to talk with you.
Thank you, Trevor. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Stephanie for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can contact us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. And if you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.